All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You can hard fade that right out. Let's get into this. It's Tuesday, September 11th. Welcome. Simply put, what I saw last night was, in my time in our city here, I've worked in this city since the beginning of 04. I've lived in the state since 98. That was, bar none, the single worst opening game by any team I've ever seen. Ever. In my 37 years on this planet. That was an out-and-out embarrassment. That was disgraceful. And mind you, we're not talking about a rebuilding team or the Buffalo Bills. You have a 10-year veteran quarterback. You have high-priced players. The NFL gifted you a win, opening up with the Jets, a rookie QB barely old enough to buy a six-pack, at home, at night. And you showed, if you've ever wanted to know what 53 anuses look like, well, every player on this team showed them. I mean, it was absolutely stunning. There's nothing in the history of this football team that prepares you for that. Not me. And that performance was so cringeworthy, was so... I don't even know if people, the fans, have the capacity to be embarrassed anymore, because this organization essentially is a butthole. But it's just unfathomable to me. But let me take you backwards before we go forwards. Now, look, I gave him benefit of the doubt. Despite speaking to you and trying to clue you in on what's going on, I thought they'd win last night. I admit that. But I'm the guy who, for years, if you're a longtime listener to the show, I never value preseason, right? What did I do this year? I valued preseason. I panicked. I told you guys, they look really, 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 really bad. I'm really, really, really worried. We brought up the Burkett piece where I told you, guys, players are telling them this, okay? Training camp is brutal. I've done the shows where I said, hey, you know, the Patriots beat the living hell out of their players. And that's kind of what's going on here. And this team doesn't look to have energy, right? You know, in the last, I don't know, 2 weeks, how you've heard me say a very dirty word on the air, Wizenhunt. How Patricia, if he doesn't get off to a good start, this whole thing could collapse. That he could be Wizenhunt, like a guy who gets fired after a year or year and a half. Guys, there are reasons. And what you saw last night... Hey, I don't have all the answers, all right? I know I'm in a position where it's like, well, wait, if you're so smart, why don't you coach the team? Okay, thank you for that. But here's my point to you. There are things I know. I know football. I know sports. And you listen to the right people, you get the right stuff. I'm telling you this right now. That team went out last night and showed their ass on national television. And what they also showed is they hate this guy, okay? I'm telling you. You don't come out in week one and quit if you value your coach. You don't come out in week one and not only do you lose, that's not a loss. You got absolutely emasculated on national television. You don't do that if you've bought into the program. You came out against a team that will struggle to win six games and you allowed them to burn your own building down. Ford Field, empty, 8 minutes to go, except for Jet fans chanting J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. in a history of embarrassing moments for the Lions, that ranks in the top five. That scene last night is a top five moment. It was outer worldly. I am telling you right now, it is my belief Matt Patricia is going to be a disaster here. Okay? A disaster. And I will either be right and no one will remember, and that's fine. I don't do this job for daps. Or I will be wrong, and it will be a one of my worst takes of my career where it's like, oh, remember when you didn't like him? I'm telling you right now, Matt Patricia last night looked like a guy in over his head, losing his players, and has no idea what he's doing. And this is the problem with Patriot Assistance. We've talked about this. I've tried to bring this up. Patriot Assistants think it's New England. I have rings. I know Bill Belichick. Here's how we do business. And they beat the hell out of their players. They beat them down verbally. They beat them down physically. And they go, hey, this is how we do it. This is how it's done. This is what Uncle Bill does. And you know what happens? They all fail. Because it isn't New England. Because you don't have Tom Brady. Because Bill Belichick is the one who knocks, not you. And when you can't win at a historical clip, no group of players will put up with it. This is not the 1960s. You're not Lombardi. These are grown men. That team last night took the field with no juice, no legs, no fight. It's week one. And the first play of the game was a pick six. Think about that. A pick six. The first throw of the effing season by the 21-year-old rookie was a pick six. 7-0. Electric. Or not. This is a group of players that by their actions is showing they do not want to be here. They do not want to buy into this. And this is a coach, I tell you, I have said it for weeks now. If they don't get off to a good start, this thing's going off the cliff. You don't lose 48-17 in the opener unless there are big time problems. And let me go a step further. We've all talked about this. Just like when Quinn inherited Caldwell, problem. Patricia inherits Jim Bob Cooter. Listen to me. And I want you to be very, very, just listen. I'm trying to do this without yelling. The Jets know your place. I'm sitting on the couch and jotting down notes. And I charted at least three examples where I heard verbally the Jets call out the play and or point to the area on the field the play was going. Now, whether your 10-year quarterback doesn't have the autonomy or confidence to audible out, I'll tell you this right now. If we collectively heard that on our couch, Stafford, that O-line, they heard it on the field. Jim Bob Cooter has no concept of how to put a running game together. Now, last year, we blamed Ron Prince. The running game is broken schematically. I've earned the right to say it today because I said it to you last year. It's the same stuff. The passing game, the offensive line, how long do you have to block before the ball is released? You know what the problem is? Go watch the All-22. On every play, Jim Bob Cooter has got two receivers 40 yards down the field. These route combinations are lunacy. And this is the guy you kept here? See, here's how I think this is going to work. And again, if you're never wrong, you never said anything in the first place, which means you shouldn't do this job. Here's what I believe is going to happen. They're going to lose to Frisco, and then Bill Belichick's going to come here and do what he does to all his former assistants. He's going to pull their pants down. He's going to paint a picture on their ass. You're going to be 0-3. And I'll tell you right now, I think Jim Bob Cooter will get fired. This is a debacle. Shame on Bob Quinn for this roster. Shame on Matt Patricia for the approach he's taken so far coming to town trying to be Billy Badass. And then last night, I'll tell you this. If he didn't understand how bad of a training camp he ran, if he didn't understand what a negative effect it was having on his players, if he didn't think that maybe that room was teetering a little bit, let me tell you something. When your players come out after the game like Ricky Jean-Francois did and basically admit to quitting, then Matt, you can not only scratch your beard, scratch your ass. Take the pencil out of your ear and wake up. Because this thing is at critical mass 1 week in. I'll say it. And if I'm wrong, who cares? Not me. But I don't think I'm wrong. I think you're looking at a Rich Kotite, Ray Handley, Ken Whisenhunt kind of deal here. I think this is very dangerous times for Patricia. And by the way, you know, we criticize Jim Bob Cooter, and rightfully so. I mean, that offense looked exactly the same as last year. The Jets knew your plays. Your running game is schematically flawed. Your passing game is flawed. How about Matt Patricia hiring a 90-year-old defensive coordinator who was like a D-line coach at Boston College? Paul Pasqualoni hasn't been relevant in decades. Like, the staff you put together does not instill confidence here. And while there'll be bumps in the road for a 4-3 team trying to run a 3-4, you know what isn't a bump in the road? Effort. I never, ever, ever, ever question effort. I think it's dangerous. I think it's tough when you're a bleep hole behind the microphone to question effort of guys that are putting their body on the line. But when you watch what you watched last night and you read what you read from Ricky Jean-Francois and you look at the look on Patricia's face, it is a rare instance where I think it's totally acceptable to say, you know what, this team did not have the fight the minute they took the field. And when the Jets took the fight to them, there was no response. If you think it's a hot take, if you think I'm not justified in saying it, if you think you'll be able to prove me wrong, that's fine. I'm telling you how I feel based on things I think I know and things that I know I see. I'm telling you right now, I think this guy's going to be a disaster. 248-539-9797. Trying to preserve my voice today. I'm sure at some point I won't. We'll get to your phone calls next.
What a scene behind. You can see the reaction on the Jets bench. That's because all the Jet fans in the house have moved down right behind the bench. And there you go, J-E-T-S.
And as I said, it's tough to even be an embarrassing moment for, you know, the essentially the butthole franchise of the league. But it's the truth. I mean, that last night was one of those indelible moments for me. Just like the day I was there when the Bengals played and everyone was wearing orange. I mean, it's there are indelible moments you remember of Lions ineptitude. You know, Orlovsky out of the back of the end zone. And, you know, Bobby Ross, the two-point disaster in Arizona. This was yesterday. And for some of you, it'll probably be a little bit too much Skip Bayless. I get that. I'm just telling you. I know what I think I know, and I know what I see. I think we're in a whole lot of trouble. And Matt Patricia to me, whoa, boy. And if you've read the papers and if you've listened to this show, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to connect, this thing is teetering. Because last night doesn't happen with a team that relatively believes. Ticket text coming in. Lions' bad running game has nothing to do with the players. The running play designs are horrible. Agree. I've said as much now for over a year, and I think you're absolutely right. You're right. I was a Patricia defender, wanted to see him play. I've seen enough. Well, good luck with that. The performance last night was so bad, it's almost more impressive than the Aaron Rodgers comeback. I agree. Mike, you know how you said you can't switch college teams? Well, what's the protocol for the NFL? Mike, didn't you tell us it takes 2 years to switch to a 3-4? Why wouldn't they put more emphasis on the draft or signing free agents? Listen, here's how I could defend it. You would simply say, hey, you can't fix everything and the offense is closer to being good than the defense. Bottom line is this. I didn't like the offseason. I criticized it then. I didn't like your signings or lack thereof. I have a right to just point back to that. I don't think Bob Quinn did a good job. By the way, A'shaun Robinson, healthy scratch last night, a second round pick. Also, Tease Tabor, anyone? What was the snap count for Tease Tabor last night? We have a snap count for that? I mean, Bob Quinn, second round picks. Like, those are the core of your team. Jared Davis looks terrible. Mike, is this proof that Carlos Monterez was right all along? Myself thought it was crazy to suggest Patricia losing the team in camp. Look, I think in the end, Carlos is going to be right. I just think he said it too early. But it doesn't matter. By hook or by crook, if he held the belief in minicamp that this guy lost the team, he has right to crow right now. I'll just tell you, I thought it was too early to say it when he said it. But in training camp, I think anyone who's remotely plugged in with the team said it. Bottom line is this. I didn't like Jim Caldwell. I didn't think Jim Caldwell was a good game day coach. His players played for him. Matt Patricia's players did not play for him. That looked like the fifth preseason game. 248-539-9797. Sully, I at least want to get you and David involved early, and then we'll get to the phone
call. By the way, two plays for Tease Tabor last night.
Second round pick last year. Two plays. Second round pick the year before. Healthy and active. Bob Quinn, you, sir, are on the clock. Do you realize the last 2 years, your second round picks, those are supposed to be core players. For all intensive purposes, both A'shaun Robinson and Tease Tabor were inactive last night. For all intents and purposes, inactive. That is as damning as it gets for Bob Quinn. And I will tell you this, Ragnow did not have a good night. Did not. I know the line did not give up a sack. Technically. I know Stafford held on to the ball too long. Technically. Ragnow had major struggles last night. And that's first round pick. Jared Davis was awful. Not trying to be too hard on the young man. Not good. First round pick. Second round pick. First round pick. Second round pick. Last 2 years. Not good. And that's before we get into the mid-round disasters. Go ahead, Mike.
I mean, I just think it's beyond depressing from a fan's perspective. You have the team getting booed off the field at Ford Field. You literally have ESPN switching and moving the game to ESPN2 because it was that bad. Think about that. ESPN bounced the game to ESPN2 to show a pregame with the Raiders because of how bad the game was. It wasn't even watchable. I think it's insane to look at it from that perspective. And also, when you hear the post-game comments, I think one of the most frustrating things from last night, you hear the post-game comments of the Jets players saying, well, we knew it was coming. We were able to predict plays.
Yep.
We were prepared, and we felt like we were in Stafford's head. At some point, that falls directly on coaching. If you have another team that's able to so easily read signals, figure out what's going on with the Lions offense, and jump plays, that's insane to me, especially with a coach that's supposed to be a defensive-minded coach. That can't happen.
Last night, second quarter, Lions come out. Immediately, Stafford checks. And you heard Darren Lee and I believe one of the safeties screaming, screen, 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 and pointing to the area of the field the screen was going.
How?
Well, and moreover, how does Stafford allow it?
Yes.
You're a 10-year quarterback. How do you allow that? I mean, it's just remarkable to me. And you know the people who bear the brunt of that is the offensive line. They're sitting there in their stance. They don't get to change the play. The wide receivers don't get to change the play. The one guy on the field that could change the play, and if he goes into a bad check, call a timeout. You're telling me I'm sitting on the couch, and I know the Jets know, and I see that the Jets know. How the hell does your 30, well, I shouldn't say 30, $27 million quarterback, how the hell does he not know, or worse, if he knows, not use a timeout or get him into an alternative check here? I mean, it's awe-inspiring. Like it just, I sat there and my mouth was just wide open. I'm like, I can't even, like, there's a reason I'm not yelling today. I am utterly depressed. I part of me feels terrible for the fans. Part of me hates the people that give this team their money. Part of me is it's like, man, the Lions are right in line with the rest of our teams that are dreadful. And it's like, how on opening night could they just not give us a morsel of hope in a game
that the NFL scheduled a win for you. They're on a short turnaround to the West Coast now. I mean, and then you come home to a game we're going to against the Patriots. Go look up Belichick versus former assistants. Belichick will have the lube out. He wants to embarrass his former assistants. Dude.
Fans don't deserve this. I get it. You know, at no. some point, I know David's always very critical of fans,
you know what,
fans
Mike?
Supporting them, but
how about
they
this?
Don't deserve this.
Fans that are at home and just watch don't deserve it.
Right.
The fans that spend their money and dress like bleepholes and paint their face and give themselves nicknames like General Mayhem and Superfan Deluxe and Detroit Don. No, I will tell you, they're getting exactly what they deserve. Period. And you know what? If you think that that old lady upstairs and her little sunglasses cares about you, you are a damn fool. That is a woman who has never held a real job a day of her life.
I love Jim Caldwell.
Her job qualifications are being rich and being a part of the right family. If you think, I mean, the amount of saps who have called me over the years to tell me how deeply she cares, please go scratch your ass. She doesn't, I just don't want to hear it anymore. Because this ownership group, whether it was her dead husband or her, has had half a century plus to show you they care. Stop it. Stop it. We will go to the phones next. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.